mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is a very transparent fact. The Republican and Democratic parties, from committee chairman and up, are one party. And it's kind of like professional wrestling. We have to explain to the public that it isn't real, that it is a scripted, theatrical performance, that it is a group of thespians manipulating the population, running an intelligence operation on you. I want to get into this implantable brain chip control system the FDA is approving. I want to get into neocon lies about weapons of mass destruction in more detail. Another hostage held by Al-Qaeda, saying they're going to kill him in 70-something hours. Your calls as well in this third hour on this Wednesday, the 16th of June, 2004 edition. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as Infowars.net, a lot of different websites. But right now, as promised, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Kim in Texas, thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. I was calling to let you know that Michael Moore is going to be on Dateline Friday night, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, and also have people watch PBS Thursday night at 8 o'clock. They're going to show a show about plea bargaining, how it's corrupted our legal system.
Well, what they do is what 90-plus percent of people, I think it's like 92% in state and federal cases, it's even higher in federal cases, plea bargain, and they basically make you plea bargain, and most people don't even know their rights. They just say, sign here, like it's the Soviet Union. You sign to affirm adjudication, even for felonies.
Correct. And also, I was going to talk to you about 60 Minutes as well, because I watched that myself, and I thought that was just so crazy to predict, to put that on 60 Minutes, a so-called serious news show, and they laughed about it. I mean, they thought it was hilarious. They talked about how, oh, yeah, now they have gays in it, that Buckley tried to stop it from having women in there. Now the gays are in there. Blacks are in the in the Skull and Bones. They just laughed about it.
Yeah, see, they make it like, oh, it's a trendy thing. It's loving and liberal, the order of death. So I guess the women in blacks eat off the Hitler silverware, too. Big deal.
You were right about the GPS tracking device. They made it popular for the teenagers. I think it's Dr. Pepper commercial. But they show the two kids making out at work, and, you know, you have to push the button to set off the global tracking.
And then the black helicopter's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Coca-Cola ad.
Coca-Cola, okay, you were right. I mean, this is just so amazing that we're just sitting back.
Well, how long have you been listening? How long have you been listening, Kim?
A year?
Yes.
No, 2 years.
Okay, for 2 years, and tell folks the truth. Have I been saying they're going to sell the chips, the satellite tracking, all of it as trendy to the youth?
Yes, you did. You certainly did. I mean, it's so amazing that you have the blueprint. It seems like you have the blueprint. And I tell people, I mean, you have people in Fort Hood listening to you on the Internet.
I'm not bragging. You can have the blueprint, too. They come right out and say, in 2000, the Army said how it was going to sell this to the children. So I do have the blueprint.
Yes, and I'm not saying just you, but the people that... like you, that go and get the information off the Internet.
Exactly. So I want folks to know there's nothing special about me.
Right.
That's my frustration. This is all public.
But, Alex, it's so hard to get black people to understand this. I mean, this...
I don't think it's just black people, my dear.
I mean, they look at me like, what are you talking about, Kim? You know, I go to the beauty salon and I talk to people and they're like, what is this woman talking about, you know? And I try to tell them, well, don't listen to me. Go to the radio station. I say, Alex Jones is right here in Austin. We can all just, you know, listen to it and just debate about it. If nothing else, let's get a debate going about it, you know? I really want to start a rally and have people go down to the Capitol here and tell them, look, we need to get this Congress out of here. We need to get the President Bush out of here. We need to get them out of office, period. That's the only way I can see we resolving any of these issues.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call, Kim. Maggie and others, you're up next when we return, and a ton of other vital news and information. Stay with us, PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this third hour. Got about 51 minutes left. Let's take another call, then I'm going to dive back into news and then back into your calls. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. You know, callers have been all over the map, and that's always great because it takes us in different directions and brings up topics that wouldn't have been raised here. But did any of you want to comment about the FDA approving brain chip controls? So you won't be depressed anymore. The problem is the government says they're going to sell it to us along these lines and then force people to take it. You know, they force you to take drugs if you're depressed. They say 1 in 6, elementary school boys is mentally ill. Of course, it's a total fraud. They need pharmacological methamphetamine and hallucinogens, the Prozac. Well, they're going to make them take this. We're going to get into that here in just a second and back into just a stack of news I haven't even skimmed the surface of yet. But Maggie in Texas. Maggie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. My comment refers to a statement you made earlier in passing to the effect that one has to be a Mexican citizen in order to buy property there.
Yes.
That has actually changed. It has changed very recently. I'm not sure how recently. And the purpose, I assume, is to attract American and Canadian retirees who are flocking there in droves. So you can now retire to Mexico and purchase property upon showing.
You know, I saw that last year, but I think it's like you get a special license and you don't really own it. And I don't have it in front of me, but I think it's very restrictive.
I don't think it is, Alex, but I will try to confirm this. As far as I know, it's genuinely buying, and that an accommodation to the old rules had been made, because they are really encouraging retirees. And you have
that's good, because in the past that wasn't the case.
Yeah. The joke, we know some people who did it, and they told us they had bought a nice house there, and we said, how'd you do that? And they said, oh, you can. And there are actually websites devoted to expatriate American and Canadian real estate agents who are advertising properties for sale.
Bonnie, there was an article in the San Diego newspaper last year. We even had guests on about it, where a bunch of retirees there in, what's right across the border, Mexifornia or whatever it is?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, real beautiful area, and the government just came and said, you're not allowed to own property here, and kicked them all out. So, again, it's such a tyranny in Mexico that I wouldn't trust that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's like I wouldn't go buy a house in Russia.
Right, I understand.
But, of course, it's like buying a house in Russia here now. You know, they take them all the time, no judge, no jury. The IRS just takes your house.
Yeah.
So, you know. It's
But anyway, that's what's going on in Mexico. That's their word on it.
Well, that's interesting. That's good news. What else is on your mind?
Pretty much that's what I called about. Of course, you also solicited questions about brain chips for depression. I think that's a horrible idea. If we're depressed, we have a reason, and we'd better deal with it.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's chemical, but in most cases, you just come in and say, I don't feel well. They go, here's some Prozac.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, statistically causes more depression and suicide, but we don't care, because when you come in depressed from this, we'll put you on three drugs.
Oh, yeah. It's bad, Alex.
It's very, very serious. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
By the way, guess which group in America has the highest rate of suicide? Do you know which demographic in America of professionals has the highest rate of suicide? Psychiatrists and psychologists. Then after that, it is homosexuals, gays. So you got to ask yourself, why is that? I mean, that's just the government's own numbers, people, and we should look at it. We should talk about it. Speaking of brain chips, we have photos of these posted on the websites right now, Infowars.com and others. And this is an article I haven't gotten to yet. I got to the Washington Post article. Here is CBS Market Watch, and it says shares of Cyberonics surged as much as 64% Wednesday in response to a regulatory panel's recommendation the device maker's implant system be approved as a depression therapy. After being halted at 19.58 on Tuesday ahead of the panel's decision, the Houston-based company shares rose as high as $32.15, and changed hands lately at $31.06, up $11.48, or nearly 59%. Late Tuesday, Cyberonics, CYBX, if you want to invest in this, said a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel recommended approval of its VNS system for patients suffering from treatment-resistant depression. And they hook it in to the brain's nerve endings coming out into the neck, and it's like plugging your hard drive, you know, your computer into the cable modem, and they can manipulate the brain waves through it. And they get... It says that they use electronic stimuli and intermittent electrical pulses to the brain. And it's a little handheld unit, about the size of, looks like it's smaller than a Apple iPod. I mean, about the size, about half the size of the palm of your hand. And then it's got little wires going up into your neck. They put a little plug-in port on your neck, and little wires go up into the nerve, up into the brain. Isn't that loving? And again, you're saying, well, this will help depress people. We have a government that's created more depression with their drugs. The depression goes up and up and up. It's like their war on drugs. The bigger their war on drugs get, the more drugs, the more prisons, the more police. And now the more Ritalin, the more Prozac, the more Luvox, Zoloft, the more suicide, the more depression. Their own internal documents now being released admits it increases massive suicide. Damages the body, does all this. So the same people doing all this now are going to, who are forcing millions of people, have been forced onto these drugs because you're, quote, depressed, you're hyperactive, you have to take it, or CPS will take your child. Your child has to take it. Guaranteed, I predicted in the first hour, that within 2.5 years, they will be forcing people to take these. And by the way, Aldous Huxley, the guy that wrote Brave New World in the 30s, whose brother was the first head of UNESCO in 1946, said that, look, I've played the speech on air. I should dig that speech back out and play it, or at least repost it. It's somewhere in the archives at Berkeley, just a few weeks before he died. He was saying a few weeks, it was 2 months before he died. He got up there and he said, look, my book is what I thought was going to happen because, you know, I was involved with the socialist government, involved with the futurists and what they wanted. And he said, by 1960, 2 years ago, he said, I was at laboratories in Britain where mentally ill patients are under remote control by these wired systems into their brains. So when Philip K. Dick in the 60s and 70s wrote about wire heads, it wasn't science fiction. Now they've miniaturized it and perfected it. I mean, they've got Robo-Rat who can go, you know, even up to several miles, actually, by remote control into rubble and, you know, retrieve a small red ball and, you know, bring it back. They've got remote control cockroaches. And this control freak government, in several Army War College and Federation of American Scientists reports, says that we're all going to have this and that we're all going to accept it. And to, the way we're going to have to accept it is the people that take it will be so much more advanced and smart and be able to access things, and it's going to be trendy and it's going to be convenient, and it'll end all crime because these systems will monitor our thoughts and our brains. And NASA at 5 airports 2 years ago put passive MRI systems in that scan your brain from a distance, and then it's quackery where they say, oh, you're showing aggressive tendencies, we've got to question you. My point is, it's not coming, it's here. And I know I was a raving lunatic 8 years ago to read government documents, and 4 years ago and 2 years ago as they came out, you know, where they said this. But it was always just, you know, how do I have their blueprint? Because I have their blueprint. They don't even hide this stuff. Most of it. A lot of it's classified. Imagine what's classified. If this stuff isn't classified, imagine what is classified. Well, I've gotten the rumblings from good sources. It is nightmarish what goes on in these labyrinthine underground bases, like Site R, where Dick Cheney lives most of the year on the Maryland-Virginia border. That was reported on in this next week's issue of Time, is coming out with it and chastised by it. Chastised by the White House. They said, you, and reveal the secret location of Anne Frank's in Nazi Germany. Again, implying that Time's racist or something because they reported it. I mean, that's the everything. You question government. That's secret racism. That's just, it's overused, I should say. And then it also makes you think Time's giving you some inside scoop when this was out 2 years ago about Site R in major newspapers. But what do you think about Cyberonics? Here's Washington Post. A surgical implant that stimulates the brain could get government approval to treat chronic depression. An expert panel of federal experts said yesterday, marking the first time an implant device has been recommended for the treatment of the psychiatric disorder. It says since 1997 to control epileptic seizures. All sounds well and good, especially if it's a real medical problem like seizures. But my friends, they're going to push this on the entire population because they said they are. Again, this isn't speculation. Oh, man, we're in trouble. This is very serious. I want to later get into the fake weapons of mass destruction in more detail because that's an important section today. But before we do that, janitor tells 9/11 panel of brush with WTC thug, 9/11 cover-up commission. We'll get into that article. Torture, War, and Presidential Powers by Lou Rockwell. We'll cover that. Actually, it's by Ron Paul, posted on Lou Rockwell's site. Iran denies report of troop buildup on Iraq border. We'll also get into all the armored vehicles being given to police departments to oppress the population. And an American hostage in Saudi Arabia by Al Ciaida will be back. Stay with us.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley, grass seed, and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers. And if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Think about how just a few years ago it was science fiction-esque. It was kooky to even talk about implantable chips under the skin to buy and sell. Now that's in all the newspapers, much less wirehead hookups that control your mind. But now it's just mainstream, no big deal. Jim in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, but, Alex.
Welcome.
You're doing a great job. Hang in there.
Well, thank you.
I was watching that Let's Roll 9/11, and, man, I'll tell you, that's quite an eye-opener. So I got to thinking, and by golly, I had stuck a tape in that day, just turned it on and taped whatever came on the TV. So I got to looking through that tape. And lo and behold, in the first 28 minutes, I found a case where there was a military jet on the first building where the airplane hit it. It was recorded by that French crew. Do you remember that scene?
Yes. How did you take the French crew on 9/11?
I just had the TV on, and whatever came across...
Well, you probably got confused. The French crew had canned tape they took back to France, but I do have footage in Road to Tyranny of one of the news channels, and it shows a military jet flying along, and Paul Watson, in his book, Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, over a year ago, we wrote articles for the websites Prison Planet and others that clearly show the missile pod on the bottom of the plane.
Well, this is a different deal altogether. The missile pod is shown on the second building when the aircraft hit it. Right?
Yes, I know. Of course, it's okay. Separate to talk about a military jet flying by, and it's separate to talk about the middle missile pod. Two separate
right.
things.
Well, in the original, in the about 9:30s when it came across the TV, and they didn't have any tapes of the first plane hitting a building until they got this one from this group that was taping a documentary down there on the street.
Oh, yes. They did release a small portion. That's right.
Okay. You watch that one, because as the airplane hits, there's a flash just before it hits. Then, if you'll keep watching, as the fire's burning, you'll see a jet come around the backside of the second building, make a complete circle around, come right back at the camera. It disappears for a couple of seconds there. Then it comes right back at the camera, does a steep climb, and goes up into the smoke, at which point one of the wings comes off.
Hey, Jim, I've got a lot of footage, but I'm not sure I have that particular shot you're talking about. Will you make me a standard play copy of that and then clearly mark it on the tape that it's there? And will you make me an SP to SP copy and mail that to me?
I can sure try. But like I said, it's just off my VCR.
No, I know. But, I mean, do you have two VCRs?
Yeah. Well, I can make a copy of the VCR, yeah.
Well,
it'll be a lousy quality.
I don't think so. None of you have your both VCRs set on SP.
Yeah. Luckily, it was on SP.
Yeah. So when you make a copy SP to SP, it doesn't lose very much quality.
Okay, good.
But will you do me a big favor and make me an SP copy of that and mail it to me?
Sure.
You promise?
Mr. Wynn, you bet.
Okay, let me give you my mailing address. You got a pen and paper?
Yeah, let me write it down here.
I mean, I need all this stuff because I'm actually working, and it'll be out in a while, folks, on another 9/11 film.
Well, this darn thing, the aircraft breaks up just as it hits the smoke, and one of the wings falls down through the smoke, and you can see it come out at the bottom.
No, I know. We've got the still photos on the website, and it's important, but I'd like to put that video clip itself up there. Do me a favor. Will you send it to me in all haste and then write a note in there that Alex says I get a free video for doing this and list the video you want?
Okay.
Will you make the copy today and put it in the mail to me?
You bet.
Okay, it's 3001.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3001.
Right.
South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
78704.
Yes, sir. 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Got it.
And just write a note in there, you know, specifically what it is.
Sure.
Well, okay, what else is on your mind?
Well, that was mainly it because that very clearly showed to us two things, and one of them jived perfectly with the let's roll 9/11. And
yeah, that site's done a great job in mainly focusing on one issue, compiling it all there in one spot. It's good.
Mm-hmm. But that little flash is in there in that first hit, too. And now you can't see the bottom of the airplane correctly, because the angle this photographer had on it wasn't that good. So you can't really tell what's on the bottom of that airplane. And you can't see the sides at all because you're seeing it from the tail.
Well, also on the other plane with the obvious pods, there's no windows.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, folks, they didn't intend for all this to get caught on tape.
Not only that, but where the refueling nose or nozzle came out of the airplane, you could see a very clear round patch on the airplane where they had... patch that up. Taking the refueling hanger out, you know?
Amazing, sir. I really appreciate the call. Will you write some of those notes up and send it to me?
Where did you see this little military jet come in there and do a real climb?
I've got that. I think it's from ABC, but I'd like to get your angle. So be sure and send it, okay?
Oh, okay. We'll do it.
Thanks a million, and just write that note that you get a free video. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me cover some more news, and we'll go straight to Dave and John and Brian and Charles and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. A couple of analogies or allegories or whatever you want to call them. They say that the globalists, the tyrants, are our greatest recruiters to liberty and freedom and people waking up, because the more people they abuse, the more people wake up and look for answers and find out the truth. When you're fat, dumb, and happy, you're not apt to do that. And also, tyranny, picture tyranny as a hot sun drying out the landscape. You know, when you have liberty, things are lush and wet and fertile fields and people are happy. But tyranny dries it out like a kindling box, like a bunch of dried straw. Ripe for the match. And so as the globalists set up this New World Order tyranny, picture yourself involved in your community, picking an issue, getting involved, educating others. Picture yourself as a little fire. And, you know, you don't think you have any power, but the globalists are scared to death of you because you're a little bitty flame. But there's no telling what you can touch off in society. And how fast a little flame can spread. And now there are millions of flames, whereas just there were just thousands a few years ago, burning all over. And the landscape is getting drier and drier and drier and drier in this tinderbox. And so the globalists are having to gear up to deal with us. But it was Thomas Jefferson that said all we needed was a few highly motivated men and women to set bushfires in people's minds, to get the fires going. And we've done that. And you have a lot of power. I mean, let's say you woke up one person a week. Well, who are they going to wake up? Whose world are they going to change in their actions? And the people they wake up, who are they going to wake up? And I want to just tell people concerning 9/11. Obviously, it was some type of guided aircraft, drone, predator-type aircraft that hit the Pentagon from the eyewitnesses the damage. Obviously, the planes were laden with explosives. Obviously, they landed the planes, gotten the people off, had large commercial aircraft set up as drones. All that is clear. They obviously blew up the buildings and blew up Building 7. And I focus some on that because we have so much proof. But on those subjects, I don't focus as much, though they're quite sensational and interesting, as I do on the so-called hijackers being CIA, trained at U.S. military bases, most of them still alive, major European papers, public officials being warned not to fly to New York, mayors and Joint Chiefs of Staff members, and, you know, all these people. The CIA engaging in insider trading against American and United in the week before 9/11. You know, remember we heard we were going to be able to catch who did 9/11 because of the unusual record put options that it led back to the government, so it all got shut down. Bin Laden being CIA. 160 of his family members being flown out in the 3 days after all other air traffic was grounded. 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders a month into the Afghan war being loaded on C-130s and flown out of the country to Pakistan by the U.S. government. That's admitted. They came out, they admitted and said, oh, it was just an accident. You know, the fact that those planes can't pull over 4 or 5 G's, depending on what they're set up to do, unless they're under remote control. The fact that NORAD stood down for over an hour and 20 minutes, when it had never stood down for 10 minutes before, when a Cessna got off course. That all these transponders got turned off in 4 aircraft. That the feds have grabbed and admittedly shredded the 5 air traffic control tapes. Claimed all the other black boxes got destroyed in the 4 planes. But that passports drifted down from the sky unscathed magically. That all 4 aircraft, 2 separate airlines, on a day when the planes were at about 90%+ capacity, all 4 of the planes, 2 different airlines, had exactly 20% occupancy on them. And then we have the official U.S. government document, Operation Northwoods, where the U.S. government called for carrying out remote control hijackings of jets, crashing them. And they say, well, we can do this for real with people, but what we recommend is having military personnel in plain clothes with a fake flight roster, roster, there we go, load onto the plane, have that one land, then have a remote-controlled drone crash, and then give a fake flight list of dead people. Now, you're saying, well, wait a minute, you know, there's all these dead from the 4 planes, and their families never seen them again. No, I believe they killed the people on board. From our Pentagon sources, they took off our remote control. The 4 planes were nerve-gassed. Those planes were all delayed, by the way, that day. People had to switch planes and other weird stuff. They landed them with the groups nerve gassed. That is one Pentagon report. The other is they went ahead and flew them out to the Pacific and crashed them in the ocean. And then we go into all the evidence of that. But that's hard enough for people to deal with, even when we have an official government document saying they do just that. And that's in the 9/11 archive of Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com. And I think we've added to the 9/11 archive, so it's not just in the other archive, Paul Watson's detailed report of a year and a half ago on the website about missile pods, one of the first to report it, and then our video and stills and photos. And I'm not saying others shouldn't get the credit. I think it's great. But what we do is that we focus on the full spectrum, A to Z. Hitler blew up the Reichstag. Nero burned Rome. The British MI5 and MI6 carry out terror attacks. The Israelis have been caught doing it to blame it on their enemies. The government bombed the World Trade Center the first time. That was even admitted in the Chicago Tribune. Cook the bomb, train the driver. Oklahoma City was a government bombing. September 11th. You know, we go through it to give you the big picture. Then we give you the full spectrum of facts, which no one can deny. If we focus in on commuter planes hitting the Pentagon, or drones, or just bombs in the buildings, or just missile pods, it can be, you know, they can put out a false argument, try to discredit it, even though you can't. It's true. But I don't get into the more esoteric stuff. We do, but only in our entire lexicon. It's just one page in a book. And that is the... I hear other talk show hosts, I hear other guests on other talk shows, and they will obsess on one issue, one facet, and it's not effective. But you lay out, like before a jury, all the admitted facts that the White House called, you know, the Joint Chiefs, Mayor Willie Brown, all these people said, don't fly to New York tomorrow, that they did all of this. You know, you start laying all that out end to end, there is no way to deny it. You know their official story is a fraud. That's the wildest conspiracy theory of them all. What they're saying is impossible. Total prior knowledge. Bush ordering the FBI not to stop al-Qaeda, not to block Pakistan, shipping out weapons of mass destruction, arming other Muslim countries. You know, all of that stuff, that is so important. You know, it's like I've been to FEMA camps. I've been to camps when troops are trying to put us in them. And that basically gets ignored. But then the rumor of boxcars with guillotines is more fiery today and active than it was, you know, 9 years ago when I first heard it. Stuff that can't be proven is loved and lapped up. That is, can't be proven conclusively. But the stuff that's hardcore fact, they are putting cancer viruses in vaccines. They are putting sterilization hormones in vaccines. There are official government plans to sterilize the world and reduce the population by massive numbers. You know, all of that is real and huge. The fact that Halliburton did run the bid process in the hundreds of billions of dollars out of the VP's office, that's now admitted. The fact that the White House ordered torture, that's now admitted. You know, all of this is huge, and one of these points that is documented up one side and down the other could bring the globalists down, not to mention the entire spectrum of it. That's why when I talk about 9/11, I try to get into all of it, and I challenge people to do that. We'll go to your calls and then some news here in a moment, but before I do that, number one, my films are excellent. They're waking people up, the best tools, the most professionally produced out there, and I carry some of the other best videos and books on the subject of 9/11 and other issues of the website. But secondarily, but very important to me, we need your support so I can make more films, do a better job, get better editing systems, obtain more footage, do all of this. I need your support. I mean, I'm killing myself. I'm working so hard, and I need your support so I can, you know, expand what I'm doing and maintain what I'm doing. And, it is so important. Please visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. People ask how they can contribute. Buy my videos that I, on top of it, say you're authorized and encouraged to make copies of. I mean, what more can you ask? Professional films that will educate you, inform you, that are dynamic, that are frightening, that are, frankly, in a horrible way, very entertaining. Know the real world. Get those. And you're authorized to make copies. I want you to pay it forward, to spread the word. You're unstoppable. 90% of those who see these videos are waking up. I do interviews almost every day. People call in and say, I've seen your films. My neighbor gave me a copy. I saw them on Access Television. I want to commend all of you that have gotten the films and have made copies. Keep it up. Don't stop. That's how you're effective. You don't stop. Get your own local talk show. Put up your own website. Make your own films. It's all great. So Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Big discounts when you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made. I've got Eric Hufschmidt's great videos on VHS and DVD. Painful Deceptions, and his accompanying book, Painful Questions, color book with hundreds of color photos about the construction of the World Trade Centers, the bombs inside, the seismographs, the Pentagon. You know, it gets into all that in a multifaceted area, but that's, again, just one slice of the total picture. But it's a great film to have, an accompanying caveat or addendum to Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror. George Humphrey's two books on 9/11 and his books on tape and CD. His books on CD are so professionally produced, so low price. You got friends and family, give them the CDs or the tapes, and go, you know, it's like $18.95. You get 3+ hours on CD or cassette, and then you get three of the booklets along with it. I mean, come on, you know, the actual text of it. And then you go, hey, you know, listen to this when you're driving to work and coming home from work. And people will, and they'll really get it. It's almost better than video in a way. For people that are, you know, lead busy lifestyles. I don't watch TV anymore. I listen to books on tape when I'm in traffic or when I'm at the gym. And I really enjoy it. So we carry, all three of his books and the books on tape and CD. So those are available as well. And they give you a full spectrum view of what's happening. So again, I don't want to belabor this. I want to go to your calls. Call toll free to get the videos or books on tape. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The videos are all over 2 hours long. I mean, Police State, Three Total Enslavements, 2 hours, 44 minutes. Tour de force, the big picture. We cover it all. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, you know, is 2.5 hours long, even longer on DVD. So you need to have it. 1-888-253-3139, $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the titles, $20 a piece. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount, and so on the four-tape special. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Thanks for holding. Let's get through four or five more of these, and I'll hit some final news. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Illinois. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was watching the ABC News last night, and I saw this, I guess it was a newscast. It looked more like an infomercial for the Cyberonix Vegas implant. It's supposed to make you happy. And they said a funny thing about it. You know, they were telling how good it is and everything, and then they snuck in, well, it's effective for 30% of the people that took it. And I'm like, well, that means for 70% it's not effective. You know, they didn't say that, of course. But then, so I go looking on it today. And,
by the way, placebo is effective in depression about half the time. So sugar pill's more effective than this. Yeah, I actually have the report here in front of me.
Yeah, I went to I started looking for it online and at Psych.
For those who just joined us, this plugs right into the nerves and the neck going right into the brain. Again, it's like plugging, because, you know, the nerves are the brain. It's what comes to the spinal cord is the brain. It plugs right into the wiring of the brain and controls your mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, they got a Washington Post article at the American Psychological Association's website. It's saying they did a test on 221 patients, you know, and half of them were the control group. So, you know, it says right there of 111 patients getting stimulation, 17 showed an improvement. So, you know, out of 111 people, you know, this works for 17, and they're
that's not even 30%.
Yeah,
that's about 12%.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we have that Washington Post article on PrisonPlanet.com.
Yeah, that's what I saw first. Well, after seeing it on ABC News last night, and you know, it's just part and parcel of what they're trying to push. I was listening to.
How long have you been listening?
To your show?
Yes.
Less than a year.
But I'm sure you've heard me belabor brain implants and how they're about to push it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not tooting my horn. I want folks to know this is none of this is a joke. We just go off what they're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, on NPR I was listening, and they have this psychological show every Sunday or something, and they had this hour-long show on how they got to have regular doctors teamed up with mental doctors now when you get your checkup, so, you know, they can figure out if there's something wrong with you mentally now. And basically, you know, I'm just thinking.
Yeah, and those are secret police of the government. The Germans were the first to do it. The Soviets did it. And they're there reporting and spying on you. We're all going to be mentally ill, and then we don't have judicial rights, right to jury, because the Supreme Court said we can be arrested and drugged forcibly for our own good.
Exactly. It's just like you were talking about the kids in schools. They just want to get you, so, you know, you're going to have to take all these drugs so they can sell you all these drugs. And the lady they had they had on the news or something, they had her in the study. I guess Cyberonix paid her to testify. So, you know, there's a...
And it's their own study.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cyberonix's own study. I hear you. Great call, man. Okay. I know. It's just out of control. John in Ohio. John, welcome.
Yes, Alex, if I get time, I'd like to talk about the latest eugenics crime in Ohio here.
Okay, do it quickly.
Well, before that, I wanted to say, because I think that this Stephen Quayle is really an agent, de facto or otherwise, for the neocons. I couldn't imagine a more effective perpetrator of the neocon, PNAC, a perpetual war, frame-up countries around the world, exponent than this character. And I think that's why...
Well, I agree with a lot of what Steve says. I don't totally... I don't want to sit there. I don't think he's a government. I don't think he's...
No, I mean, so far, isn't in the effects of what he says. I think it would be about the same as having Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage on, because I think that's the reason he's constantly on Clear Channel, is because it serves the whole frame-up of Iran, whether it's the official version of 9/11, whether it's the neocon version of Al-Qaeda. He never points out that these are CIA agents. He never points out that this was an attempt to plunge us into a perpetual war at 9/11. And
so stay there.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, John, finishing up the second point you wanted to make about eugenics in Ohio, go ahead.
Okay, but I just wanted to say
that... No, finish up because I got other callers.
Okay, I think he's the most extreme version of CIA propaganda concerning the neocon version of what's going on in the world.
Okay, the eugenics in Ohio.
Well, there's a baby, Aiden, here, who is being taken off of life support. I called a talk show to try to prevent it here locally, and others demonstrated against it. And it shows that the local judge here, the local political hack in the Nurse Ratched, who claim to be guarding them have actually turned the law around, which says that if the parents are not going to give medical treatment, the state can do it. They've turned that around now. The state is saying we're going to deny the medical treatment against the wishes of the parents here to provide continuing
medical treatment. You know, I heard about that. Somebody should email me a story. I had it and don't have it in front of me. And this is a very dangerous precedent showing up more and more. I agree with you on that second point. Take care. Brian in New Jersey. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Alex. Came across one of your videos by accident about 2 weeks ago. That's when I found out about you. And I actually have seen every single one since because I was intrigued.
What'd you do? Sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv?
I was downloading, I was trying to download Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11, and it actually turned out to be your Tyranny movie, The Road to Tyranny. And I saw that, and then I went over to my friend Scott. He's got all your videos, and I ended up watching them all over there.
Well, good. I'm glad you found out about it. Go ahead.
My question is, because, I mean, I am kind of afraid. I'm kind of scared because I believe everything you're saying. Do we have enough military in this country to put us under martial law?
Yes, we do. I mean, that's why they're drilling in all the major cities, quote, partnering, militarizing the police themselves. They do have enough if we go along with the propaganda. But if we expose who's behind the terrorism and the people don't go along, the globalists will fail. They won't call it martial law. They'll call it civil emergency.
Okay. So how would we go about deterring them from when they do declare civil emergency? How do I go about screaming
at
my neighborhood?
You preemptively start exposing that it's unconstitutional and doesn't keep you safe, and why are troops going to be in your town, nowhere near a border, but none will be on the border. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Great, great question. You can call back tomorrow if you want to talk about it more. Last caller, Charles in Rhode Island. Charles, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Listen, I'm calling about 911.org. Let's roll 911.org.
Yes.
Okay, there's another piece of film on there that I can't recommend enough for people to watch, where the second plane goes through the building and about 20 passengers up, and the capsule of the plane comes out the other side of the building, and at that point it explodes, and becomes a jigsaw puzzle. The plane just disintegrates into 10 bazillion pieces. Have you seen that piece on the...
Yes, I have, 9/11? Sir.
And wouldn't you recommend that to people? Because now if you've got a plane hitting a concrete building, why would the whole piece of the plane be coming out the other side of the building?
Well, it's a metal lattice, sir. I mean, that actually uh-huh. would happen.
Yeah.
But
why would the plane explode into 10 bazillion pieces?
Why did the White House call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly to New York?
Because they knew that was going to happen.
Well, exactly. Why did Larry Silverstein say they blew up Building 7? Thanks for the call. It's important questions, very important points, and I hear you. And I'm sorry we're out of time, but we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time on your AM and FM dial, or you can tune in via Global Shortwave at 3210 at night, 9 to midnight, and during the day from 11 to 2 Central at 9475, and of course, as always, at the internet at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and now our new website. It's updated first daily, PrisonPlanet.com. TV with video, audio, news reports, you name it. The huge 9/11 archive, PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out today, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I will be back tonight, 9 at midnight Central, to all of the affiliates, the listeners, the sponsors, the folks running the show, number one to God. Just thank you all. Take care, and I get out there and take on the New World Order. We're not your slaves.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.